Mayor de Blasio has a new sanitation commissioner. Over the weekend, he appointed Catherine Garcia, the former chief operating officer for the city's Department of Environmental Protection. She will take over the sanitation job from John Doherty, who's retiring after 16 years at the helm. Garcia is well known in city government and among environmental groups, but her only experience in the sanitation department comes from an internship there more than 20 years ago. Joining us now to talk about Garcia is Eric Goldstein, New York City Environment Director at the Natural Resources Defense Council. Welcome back to WNYC, Eric.
Thanks, Amy.
You know Catherine Garcia from your work with the city's Department of Environmental Protection, or DEP, on water quality issues. Tell us a little bit about her.
Well, it's an encouraging choice, and she's got a challenging job ahead of her. She was, in effect, the day-to-day operator of the Department of Environmental Protection. That's an agency with close to 6,000 employees. So one of the critical elements of being an effective commissioner in the 21st century is strong management experience, and she certainly fits that bill.
As CEO at the Department of Environmental Protection, that tells me she knows a lot about budgeting. But what about snow removal and garbage pickup logistics, something outgoing Commissioner John Doherty was well-versed in? I mean, he started at the agency working garbage routes.
That's correct. And again, you want to be a commissioner with strong management experience and have an in-place team with you to implement the details. But the fact that she has this extensive experience in working in a New York City government agency, that she has a commitment to implement environmentally sustainable disposal programs, and that she has the personal confidence of the mayor, those are the essential qualities that one needs in a commissioner these days.
The biggest cost for the sanitation department, a growing cost, is the exporting of garbage to out-of-state landfills. Now, former Mayor Bloomberg's plan was to open four marine waste transfer stations along the city's waterfront to haul garbage out by barge, reducing trucks. It's unfinished. And as I mentioned, growing in cost, especially in capital costs. Are you concerned she might reconsider it?
No. In fact, the best news of the day is that the mayor's press release in the very first paragraph defines the commissioner's role in part as helping to build a more sustainable city. And the press release includes a specific commitment that she makes to increase cost-effective recycling, composting, and reuse programs. So we feel that that's a very good signal that she will continue the effort that the Bloomberg administration started to move in the direction of cost-effective recycling, composting, and finding environmentally preferable ways to deal with waste rather than export it.
Mayor de Blasio wants to create a progressive administration. What's progressive about Garcia and what she'll bring to sanitation?
Well, again, she at DEP indicated that she understands the concept of sustainability and she has the managerial expertise to put in place these goals and objectives. That's a very good start. She also has the confidence of the mayor, in part because of the Park Slope connection. And so being able to get access to the mayor, having strong management experience, and having a commitment to sustainability, that's a good start for implementing the kind of progressive sanitation policies that most New Yorkers would like to see.
And what would you like to see? What does that mean for the Natural Resources Defense Council?
Well, certainly keeping up the momentum on recycling and composting and keeping down the rising costs for wastes that we're still exporting, that's one thing. We'd also like to see momentum on policies that will achieve borough equity and fundamental fairness when it comes to siting and operating trash handling facilities. And then I guess a third element would be working with the unions cooperatively to enhance the cost effectiveness of waste collection so that we can keep costs down and keep our environment safe.
Now, I know Mayor de Blasio voted when he was a city councilman from Park Slope, voted for Mayor Bloomberg's solid waste management plan, one that included those marine waste transfer stations, the most controversial being the one still under construction at East 91st Street on the west east side of Manhattan. Any concerns, Eric, for a reconsideration of that? I know that advocates there are pushing very heavily to have that construction halted.
We don't see that in the cards, either from the signals the administration has been sending out or from what folks on the city council have been saying. Many elements of the 2006 plan are already being implemented. We, and I believe most people throughout the city, recognize that every borough has to do its fair share in handling trash. And so we support the plan and its implementation, including the 91st Street facility. We also know that that facility needs to be built to the highest standards. It needs to be served by the cleanest vehicles. It needs to meet the strictest operating requirements. And we believe that the community ought to get enforceable commitments that the whole thing will be protective of public health when it opens.
Eric Goldstein is with the Natural Resources Defense Council talking with us about the new sanitation commissioner. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Amy.
This is WNYC.